Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And for this week's episode, you asked us, what can I do to better handle someone yelling at me? Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Sure. Thank you, Rick. I love this gig. You know, each week we get to talk, get real about what people deal with. And sometimes we even get to help them heal a little. And we share what works for us in the hopes that it might also work for you. Three unique perspectives, right? One podcast, all in under 30 minutes. Best bargain in the podcasting universe. Now, when someone is yelling at you, there are two parties for you to consider: yourself and the person yelling at you. And I'll address how you can address both parties, and that'll be happening before you can finish powdering your nose or your donuts. Right, Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, how about you?
What can I do to handle someone yelling at me? Well, many people start yelling back, "Hey, you, shut up," etc. But the track guys never do that, of course. You know, it's action, reaction, reflex. And we're all quite familiar with it, I guess. Does it work? Well, maybe sometimes, but on the long run, it doesn't work. We have to talk to each other. You know, every war ends with a kind of peace conference. So let's start with the end. You want to know more? I want to know how. Stay tuned. Rick, your turn.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So this is what I'll be sharing. Why managing your own personal energy and your response is the most important ingredient in any interaction, especially when someone is yelling at you. All right, what do you have for us today, Peter?
Okay, thanks. Well, you know, it takes two to tangle. You can practice the tango alone, but you risk freaking out the family dog, and don't ask how I know that to be the truth. So while you're right to think about what you can do to help yourself better handle someone yelling at you, you may also want to think about what you can do to help them better handle their yelling at you. And why would you care about them? Those horrid so-and-sos who are making your life so miserable. Because the moment you put yourself in their shoes, not literally, of course, that'll be another problem that they'll start yelling, "What are you doing in my shoes?" Another problem. Now, the moment you put yourself in their shoes, metaphorically, your brain no longer feels like the victim. Now, I understand if this seems a little strange to you, but shifting your attention from your experience to the experience of that sorry son of a seacook who's yelling at you will help you handle it better. You've probably seen this for yourself. When someone switches the focus from themselves, who's being yelled at, to the person who's yelling at them, like Joe starts yelling at Violet, and Violet, instead of focusing on defending herself, switches the attack to the person yelling, so that instead of becoming a shrinking Violet, she becomes that people-eating plant from the Little House of Horrors, yelling back, "What's your problem?" Now, I'm not suggesting that you start yelling back, you feisty fireballs, you. No, I'm only trying to show you that any time in real life that you switch the focus from defending yourself or how horrible you are to what's going on with the other person to make them yell, you will feel better. This is like a natural principle. As soon as you focus your brain to think about what the other person's problem is, your brain is no longer suffering. And this can happen when you attack them for attacking you, or when you think they look ridiculous yelling at you all high and mighty and full of themselves. For example, how would you react if that person who's yelling at you didn't realize that they have toilet paper hanging out of their pants or their fly is down, right? Such a silly occurrence automatically shifts your brain's attention to the other person's experience and thus removes all the power of their yelling without you doing anything. Now, in the Harry Potter movies, when you're being attacked by a boggart, you use something called the ridiculous spell. And the character Remus Lupus, who is a teacher teaching the student wizards and witches, says, "The charm that repels a boggart is simple, yet it requires force of mind. You see, the thing that really finishes off a boggart is laughter. What you need to do is to force it to assume a shape that you find amusing. Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't really require force. It just requires you coach your brain, or Dobby, as we call him, to choose to see the yeller as ridiculous. And you don't need a spell, just your imagination. And when you do, you will not feel the sting of their yelling. And you can even use this when your own brain, your Dobby, becomes a bit of a boggart himself or herself and starts acting as an inner critic scolding you. Instead of resisting the criticism, picture him or her as all puffed up or looking silly, or exaggerate his her complaints or fears until it becomes ridiculous. Now, as I say, you can do this, but you can also choose to try to empathize instead. And this is the most powerful and effective magic at all. And it also happens naturally in life. Everything we teach you here comes from what works in ordinary life. We're just making them into little techniques so it's easier for you, mental hacks, easier to apply. Sometimes when you understand that a person is under a lot of stress and they snap at you and start yelling at you, it doesn't bother you because you empathize with them. You understand where they're coming from, what their problem is. So now I'm going to give you a ninja technique, which you can use immediately to calm down a person who's yelling at you. Imagine that the whole yelling thing isn't really a matter of what you did or what the person thinks or if they think you did, nothing like that. Imagine it's simply a mechanical problem. It's a problem of poor energy management. Because regardless of the content, the person yelling has pent up level of energy and is exploding. It's exploding out of them. So your job is to help them by diffusing some of that energy. And this tactic helps them relieve some of their energy very quickly. Are you ready? Got paper available? Pencil sharpened? Okay, here it is. Agree with them. Yeah, that's all it takes. It takes a lot of wind out of their sail when you agree with people. Someone's yelling at you, are an idiot, and you go, yeah, that's true. It takes a lot out of them. Then empathize with them, because something is making their Dobby perceive a value threat. A teenager I told about this technique decided to try it the next time his mother yelled at him. And since he was a teenager, that was very shortly after we'd spoken. So he told me that when she yelled at him, I can't remember what it was, something like forgetting to lock the door, for instance. Instead of defending himself or saying, you know, don't bother me or whatever, he said, he agreed with her. I forgot to lock the door. Oh, shit. How many times have you told me to make sure I lock the door and here I am forgetting? I am such an idiot. I completely understand why you're upset. It must feel like I really don't care about what you ask, but I do. I got to get my act together. This just isn't fair to you. And he told me that when he applied this technique, it was like freaking magic. His mother suddenly transformed. Oh, well, it's not that bad. We all forget sometimes. Don't be too hard on yourself. Again, this is a natural principle. It's no different than when a good friend comes to you and they're angry at someone and they tell you the whole story and you agree with them and empathize, saying like, well, yeah, wow, what a cheapskate that guy was or whatever. And you take their side. They feel better because you've released some energy for them. It's a form of putting yourself in the other person's place. And while that teenager might have thought, oh, this is a clever trick, I'm going to use this, he was nevertheless forced to think about how his mother felt. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was much more conscientious about his mother's feelings after that. When you can focus upon what the other person is feeling and empathize with those feelings, accept that those feelings are natural, then their brain will no longer see a value threat. And you're going to fail. You're going to fail a lot, and that's okay. This is where you need self-compassion. This is where you need the third-person self-talk that we use in the Pathfinder's question and why it works so well. You need to be compassionate to your brain, Dobby, and tell her, hey, it's okay that you lost your shit when they yelled at you. It'll be easier on you when you really get that you're not really the person who caused the other person's anger, because a completely different individual, same situation, might not have had the same reaction as that other yeller in the same situation. It's not them that's angry either. It's their culturally conditioned brain, Dobby. Dobby does the best that he, she can in any moment based upon the cultural conditioning that he, she has acquired over your lifetime. And that's true for your brain, your Dobby too. And if you can let the yeller know that it's okay to feel what they're feeling, And even if you can't, if you can just try to see that at least they have the same type of fears that you have, well, this is another magical move. Because when you accept that the things that you resist about the other person flow from the same fears you have, you'll notice that even if another person yells at you, it no longer bothers you. Some of what I said may have resonated with you, and some may not. But at the deeper level of your non-conscious mind, your Pathfinder knows how to guide you to flow and fulfillment. And that is why the first best tactic is to prompt Dobby to ask the Pathfinder's question. And I'm sure your Pathfinder's first response would be, keep coming back here every week to the Road Ahead Cafe, because you are why we're here building the Road Ahead Cafe into an online coaching community for seekers and for helpers. Back to you, Rick.
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, tell us what you have for us.
What can I do to handle someone yelling at me? Well, we seem to be programmed with four basic responses to external stressful threats. In psychology and in medicine, they are often defined as the fight, flight, freeze, and fawn response. What do they mean? The fight response, you probably know it quite well, is the body's way of facing any threat aggressively, the fist fight among boys, etc. Flight means it urges you to run from danger. Seeing the big snake, don't pat it, just run away. Freeze is, unless you're a snake handler probably, but even then, freeze is your body's inability to move or act against a perceived threat. And fawn approach is your body's stress response to try to please someone to avoid a conflict. The pleaser's problem. Something else to discuss. I won't focus on that one, but this is an interesting one. All four responses have just one goal, to keep you alive. Quite simple. They do this by decreasing, ending, or evading danger and to help you to return to a more calm, relaxed state. So whether you're in a physical or psychological dangerous situation, your body starts to triggering a stress response. This is very likely to happen when someone is yelling at you. This automatic reaction starts in your alma vita. This is the section in your brain responsible for fear, flight, or fight regulation. The amygdala, sorry. When the amygdala becomes overactive, the effect is that it lowers activity in your prefrontal cortex. That's the decision-making area. Your clear thinking capability is temporarily blurred, and one of the four mentioned reactions might occur. Flight, fight, freeze, or fawn. That's why people say after they get angry, sorry for my reaction, and I didn't mean it that way, but, and then you start a whole other discussion. Emotions take over. Your clear thinking capability is temporarily blurred. That's what happens to most people when they are yelled at. So with this explanation, I hope you can understand better, in a better way, why you react the way you react in situations like these. In this case, what can I do, you might wonder? Well, I give you a few suggestions. First, finger pointing doesn't work. Ask yourself if there was any behavior cue in what you did or didn't do to evoke the other person's reaction and start them to yell at you. So be honest about it. Have a close look at yourself. Second, there is a very tiny moment just before you are angry. It's the moment that you are getting angry. You're not angry yet. You not are angry yet. That you can hit what I would call the emotional reaction brake. When you are on the way to become angry, you start clenching your fists, your body temperature rises, you're grinding your teeth, for instance. These are all cues you can be aware of or become aware of. Become aware of these bodily reactions. Hit that emergency brake. And what you do then when you hit the brake, just shut up and listen. Just shut up and listen. It's a very, very powerful thing. Third, when you shut up and listen without judgment or condemnation, your ego and that of the person yelling at you calms down eventually. It might take some time, but give it the time. Please do so. This gives you an important opportunity to focus on the behavior of the person yelling at you and not at the person itself. Focus on behavior. Rule number one, I could say. In episodes 25 and 24, I refer to the wonderful book of Marshall D. Rosenberg called Nonviolent Communication. He is a world, was a world-leading expert. Unfortunately, he passed away. But in this amazing book, he teaches us how to communicate in a more peaceful and more effective way. As Rosenberg says, behind intimidating messages are merely people appealing to us to meet their needs. Think about this statement when someone starts yelling at you. What might be the need of that person? And actually, I refer him also to what Peter just said. What might be the need? And then the fourth but last and the last suggestion is the very old trick. It works. Also, always start to count inwardly from 10 to 1, downwards, 10, 9, etc., before saying or doing anything. It really works. Shut up and listen. Now I shut up and listen to what Rick has to say.
Very good. Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So what I want to share today is our response, especially our initial immediate response, will dictate how the rest of the encounter will go. If we react, we have no idea what comes next. If we respond, especially without judgment, we stand a better chance of a positive vibration going forward. About 20 years ago, I was introduced to The Course in Miracles, which is a terrific book. And in there, one of the lessons is, if I defend, I am attacked. Now, if you think about that and you're listening and watching, you may think, well, that doesn't make any sense, Rick. It's kind of backwards. But if someone yells at you and you defend, then you're actually attracting that energy of the person yelling at you. But if you just listen, like Peter and Frank said, without judgment, and realize it's them, it's on them that the yelling is coming from, you can change the story. I've practiced this and it works like magic. Mm-hmm. Just listening and not reacting, your response is basically nothing. Not only diffuses the situation, but if you don't defend, that other person is now found yelling, and sometimes no response is the best response. Carol has a great quote, "How you treat me determines your karma. How I respond determines mine." She always uses that one. I take it a little further. Learning how to manage our own personal energy, no matter what is happening, is my motto. Thoughts comes first, then emotions, then physical, then our awareness. TEPA, T-E-P-A, if you want an acronym, thoughts, emotions, physical, and awareness. Your own personal energy is the new healthcare system, especially your mental health. Peter, final thoughts?
That's great. So the answer to all your questions can always be found by encouraging your culturally conditioned brain, Dobby, to turn inwards to the guidance of your non-conscious mind, Pathfinder. And if it seems like everyone is yelling at you wherever you go, whatever you do, well, just keep coming back to the one place where we never yell at you, because we know how awesome you really are. Join us at the Road Ahead Cafe on air and the community online, and fill your plate with an extra helping of empowerment and support. Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, your final thoughts?
Yes. Well, let's be clear. Sometimes you have to fight or flight. But choose your battles wisely and assess the situation and choose the best response possible by checking the four F responses I have mentioned. They can be very effective given the situation. But in order to make an effective decision on how to respond, a high level of self-awareness is required. Start to observe situations, for example, in which people start yelling at each other. Just you see this happening. Yeah, just in front of you, like a movie. See what happens. See how they react to each other. If they fuel it or just know how to decrease the anxiety or fear or whatever. See how it affects you. Observe, feel. Don't judge. Don't condemn. Just watch and feel. Because that observation helps you to the next level of self-awareness and helps you to deal in a more effective way, for example, with people who are yelling at you. Self-awareness is the key to living in balance, the Osho said. It starts there. For me, it starts there always. Want to know more? Talk to us. Book a Zoom session at theroadaheadcafe.com or contact me if you want to talk with me at LinkedIn or my website, frankwise.com. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe.
Rick. Great stuff, Frank. So my final thoughts, someone yelling or showing any displeasure toward you is their choice. Responding according to your personal energy is yours. Want to know more? Contact us. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. If you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.